Hi, I'm Daniel Lukis, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is created to empower music itself and legendary icon in the music industry. And today, I have my special guest. He is a country and Christian singer, and of course, songwriter, no other than Mr. Chad Bushnell.
How we doing?
Good, good, good. Mr. Chad, welcome to Music 101. And can you please introduce yourself more?
How's it going, everybody? I'm Chad Bushnell. I'm a country singer from Northern California, and I'm happy to be on the show today.
Yes, yes, yes. And thank you for your time. When did you first realize you wanted to pursue a career in music?
Man, ever since I was a young kid, you know, my parents, I started just playing at family functions, you know, and they started having me sing national anthem. And remember, they entered me in this contest when I was about 4 or 5 and at the fair to who looks like the country singer, you know, try to look like your country singer. And I dressed up like Clint Black, and I think my cousin dressed up like Faith Hill. We ended up winning and got in the newspaper, and I just said, you know what, this is what I want to do. And so that's kind of where it started.
Mr. Chad, thank you for sharing your music and voice to the world. I hope you will continue doing it, and we are looking forward for more albums to come. Who are some of your biggest musical influences?
Man, Vince Gill, Dwight Yoakam are two of my favorite country singers. You know, of course, Merle Haggard, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, George Strait, all that, you know. There's a lot to name, but those are probably my top five, you know, I'd say.
Yes. How would you describe your style of country music?
Man, kind of contemporary. You know, there's definitely the 90s country influence because that's my favorite, you know. And I'd say a little bit of the Bakersfield in there because, you know, I'm from California and I grew up with, you know, Merle, Dwight Yoakam, Buck Owens. And so I'd say a little bit of that. But I also kind of have a rock influence. And so it's kind of like a modern country rock sound, I'd say.
What's the story behind your first song or album?
Man, so my first official album, you know, I did in Nashville. It was called Tennessee, and basically just wrote songs about life. And just, you know, I had special songs on there because, you know, the Christian country is special to me. And I, you know, I always put a gospel song on every album. That's really important. So I got to say, the first album, Tennessee, it was special because Mansion Over the Hilltop was the last song on the album, and that's the song that I grew up performing with my great grandma in church. And I got to have a special piano player on there. He used to play for George Jones, Johnny Cash, a bunch of great guys, and so that was very special, having that song and those players on there. So
how do you come up with the ideas for your songs?
Man, it's kind of everyday life, you know. Sometimes I just get inspired by something that happens. Sometimes I'm actually really thinking, like, okay, I need to write a new song, and eventually something just pops up. I mean, sometimes I write love songs, sometimes I write truck songs, whiskey songs. It just kind of depends on the day and the mood.
Is there a particular song that means the most to you, and why?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. You know, really, Thank God is probably one of my favorite songs that I've been a part of. There's four writers on that song, including me. And, you know, I've actually seen, you know, friends and grown men and, you know, tears in their eyes over this song because it really speaks, you know, I think to people, just normal everyday guys that struggle, you know, and like we all, you know, because life can be hard sometimes. And Thank God is just a really special song for me. So, yeah.
So can you describe your creative process when writing or recording music?
Yeah, you know, I go back and forth. I mean, I kind of feel like my bread and butter songs are the fast, you know, rock and country songs. That's what I like to do. But a lot of times lately, I've been writing ballads, you know, and basically I'll sit down. I usually like to come up with a tune first. You know, I kind of have like a tune in my head, and then I start to come up with a hook, you know, main hook of the song, like Thank God or Whiskey to Work. And then I just start from there. I start either, sometimes I write the verse first, sometimes I write the chorus first. It just depends on what kind of song it is. And just from there, I've learned from writers in Nashville how to really finish a song. And so that's sort of my process.
Very well said, Mr. Chad. Very well said. So since you have your guitar, can you render a song for us? Any kind of song that, you know, you can sing to us.
Yeah, for
right
sure.
Right now.
Yeah. We sing a new song. Would you be okay with that?
Yes, definitely.
This is brand new since we're on here. I haven't really sang this out hardly too much, but it's newer. It's a little song, you know, because obviously I love performing more than about anything, but sometimes traveling on the road gets to be in a lot. And so I wrote this song called Weekend Home, you know, and how it's nice to just be home sometimes on the weekend. So here it goes. I've seen no sand dunes, no swims, it's hard dogs on no fun, sitting on the back porch, staring at the pale blue light, my cowboys. Watching kids jump on a trampoline. Don't take enough to satisfy me. Cause on Monday to Friday, work hard every day. Pull that 9 to 5, can't wait to Saturday. Look like a weekend. Load up the family, don't go streets, come all the way around, make sure that you do. It's nothing like a weekend, no. It's nothing like a weekend, no. It's around the house. Cold beer sitting just hanging out. It's been hours a week, I'm falling. Sometimes it's kind of nice to just leave it all. Not too many. Cause you know your life might go to hell. Don't take some time for yourself. Cause Monday to Friday, work hard in a day. You pull that and try to find the candy to share. Goes on Monday to Friday, work hard every day. Pull that 9 to 5, can't wait to Saturday. We're done. Stuck like a weekend home. Load up the family, don't things come home. They ready, know what I'm doing. There's nothing like a weekend, no. There's nothing like a weekend, no.
Wow, what a golden voice, Mr. Todd.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing. So, what has been the biggest challenge you have faced in the music industry?
Man, just, you know, kind of doing it from the ground up. You know, I'm not on a record label. I'm still independent, you know, and I still have to shoe horses a little bit, work a day job sometimes, and, you know, just trying to juggle all that, you know, and there's a lot, you know, sometimes. Certain times it's great, but then sometimes I have to, you know, play shows all week and then go shoe horses, and then, you know, you have house stuff and You know, of course, money sometimes makes it tough, and just, you know, same things a lot of people have to, you know, go
Yes,
through. But
definitely. So, how has your sound evolved over the years?
man, you know, it's kind of probably went from a little bit more traditional country to country rock, modern country, but I still sing traditional songs. You know, like that one's probably pretty traditional, but then I, you know, Whiskey to Work's pretty much country rock, you know, so. It's kind of been a mix, you know. Basically, the last project I came out with, songs are pretty contemporary, I would say, contemporary pop country. So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory from performing live?
Man, well, I've got to do a lot of cool things. Got to perform with a lot of my, you know, heroes and stuff. But one of the ones that sticks out is performing with Brian White, you know, the '90s country singer. And I got to open for him, and right when we were done opening, before he went on stage, he comes by and he says, "Hey, would you get on stage in the middle of the show and sing Liza Jane by Vince Gill with me?" And I was just like, "Whoa!" You know, I was in my early 20s, so got to get up there and do that with him, and that was pretty awesome. So,
Pretty awesome, people. So, how has your upbringing or background influenced your music?
you know, I grew up. You know, my dad's a horseshoer. You know, he's been done that. If you know what a horseshoer is, a farrier. So a lot, kind of the ranch rodeo life. My mom, you know, she worked in the rodeo industry and was a barrel racer. My dad competed in rodeo as a bareback rider and steer wrestler. And so, you know, I grew up with horses, and so a big rodeo background. So, you know, I write a lot of songs about country life and just everyday normal life, really.
Yes, normal life. So, how do you balance your personal life with your music career?
Man, you know, I just make time for it. You know, I love to spend time with my wife and my family, and you know, anytime I get an off weekend, I like to go watch my sister compete in rodeo once in a while. And you know, we go on vacations once in a while. I do go hunting, so I just really make that a priority. And you know, I do as many shows as I can, but you know, I know when I need a break, and I just go for it and take a break.
Yes, have a break, have a Kit Kat, people.
Yep.
I hope you're gonna sponsor us, Kit Kat.
Yeah.
So, what do you hope listeners take away from your music?
Hope it inspires people, you know, and especially on the Christian countryside. I hope that, you know, encourages people to chase their dreams and to, you know, encourage them to keep going, because everybody struggles, you know. And so trying to get the word out there to people, spread the gospel, and basically encourage people to chase their dreams if they have one.
Yes, definitely. What do you hope listeners will give, what a any genre that you can give aside from country and Christian music?
Oh man, probably rock. I mean, you know, especially classic rock, but has been a big influence. You know, a lot of the '90s and 2000 stuff too is really it's influenced me, because I listened to that growing up. You know, riding the bus to school and being around friends in high school, and you know, like you know, Matchbox 20 even has been a big influence in my music, because you know, I like all that music. And so.
So you can combine this music, a fusion of country and rock.
Yeah.
It might be, yeah. So do you have any pre-show rituals or routines?
Yeah, you know, if I'm doing especially like a big show or an opening act, I like to basically, you know, I get up and have a normal morning, and then at some point, either late morning, early afternoon, I'll sing about three or four songs. You know, doesn't matter what song, it's something I want to sing that day, and I sing about three or four just to get myself warmed up, and then I put my guitar away and don't sing anymore till sound check, you know. And so that's basically
Yes.
one of my rituals. Sometimes a shot of whiskey, you know.
Whiskey, yes, that's awesome. So, how do you stay connected with your fans?
Man, just playing lots of shows everywhere I can, social media. You know, I try to post every day. Sometimes I can't, but most of the time I do. And so that is the best way I try to. And I come out with a lot of new merchandise, try to keep new music out every 3 months if I can. And so those are the ways that
That's awesome. Merchandise. Speaking of merchandise, people, I'm inviting you to please do purchase one of my merchandise, Food 101, available on Etsy and Shopify. And of course, listen to my other podcast, Food 101, on our fourth season with Chef Alessandro, one of the specialty chef in one of the five-star hotel in downtown Toronto. And of course, my book 101 review. Please do listen to my featured author of the month of November, Miss Gerald Everett Jones, award-winning and best-selling author. So please do listen, Food 101 and Book 101 review. And of course, Music 101. So what is the most important lesson you've learned in your career so far?
Oh man, just don't give up, you know? I mean, if you know you're supposed to do something, it's your dream, just, you know, because there's been a lot of days where I'm like, man, you know, and but I don't give up because I know it's what I love to do, you know, whatever level I get to, and I'm always going to be a music person, and
Your passion.
Yep.
Are there a new project or upcoming releases you're excited about?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to release a brand new EP at the first part of the year, and two songs have already been released, but there's three that haven't, and so I'm going to combine them, put them on a five-song EP and put that out for fans probably January, February. So I'm really excited for that. And then I'm going to be going back and writing in January and recording more in March. So that's the goal.
Looking forward for that. What advice would you give to aspiring musicians trying to make any country music or any kind of music?
Man, just try to, you know, be yourself and have your own sound, because that really connects with fans, I think. So that's what I would tell people.
Be yourself, people, and stop procrastinating. If you have the passion to write, if you have the passion to sing, go, go, go. Share to the world. Don't mind what people say about you. Because, you know, you're sharing your talents to the world. It will be your trademark. It will be your trademark to your generations to generations to come. So lastly, to sum up our discussion, Mr. Chad, what will be your short-term and long-term goals in music?
Man, next year I'm just hoping to tour in, you know, 10 to 12 states. This year I did about six. So I'm hoping to double that next year and just really be out there and travel and performing. And then, you know, long-term, I'd love to have something on Billboard radio someday, you know, at least in the top 100, if not the top 40, you know. So, I mean, that's set the goal pretty high for long-term, but that's, you know, it's still trying to do that, so hopefully it works out.
Yes, dream big, people. Dream big, who knows, right? Yep. So, Mr. Chad Arsenal, can you please invite our listeners to support all your albums?
Yeah, you can go to Chad Bushnell Music on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can find my music on Spotify and iTunes, Chad Bushnell Music. And of course, my website is chadbushnell.com, so go check it all out.
Yes, people, Mr. Chad Bushnell, let's support him, because if you support him, more music to come. So, Mr. Chad, thank you for your time. More to come, people. See you soon. Mr.